Hey, Colin here. We just launched our Patreon, so if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Colin Stuckert. That's patreon.com/ColinStuckert. We will have exclusive updates coming. It will also give us more opportunities to invest more in the show and release more shows. Some other bonuses with the different tiers. Check it out over at patreon.com, and thank you for your support. Another way that you can support the show is you can head over to Wild Foods and use code AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order of real food, superfood, supplements, and ingredients. These are products that I've been using myself in my daily life for years. I recommend checking out our fish oil and our collagen, and also make sure you check out the Cocotropic. It's one of my favorite products. Cocoa, mushrooms, delicious. Head over to wildfoods.co and use AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order. Here's the thing about the carnivore diet. Because you eliminate so many of the problematic foods in our culture today, some people are going to get crazy good results, not necessarily from eating all meat, but from removing all the junk. There's going to be a spectrum here. Some people are going to get more benefit out of just removing toxic foods. And then if they ate kind of a balanced diet that included animal proteins and fats and maybe some plants here and there and certain things like that, they're going to be able to do very well. What you see a lot in the carnivore community is going down to those minute toggles and trying to find out like what's perfect. Like, should you eat plants, no plants, all meat, this, what fat, protein, more or less, whatever. 99% of people don't need to go there. They just don't. If you're at that point where you've already gone carnivore and you're doing like a strict carnivore and you want to optimize different things for certain goals, then you should absolutely explore those different rabbit holes and you should test, tweak, and optimize for yourself. I'm now 6 months into this and I found that there are certain low toxin plant foods that I will have in my diet from time to time. I've been loving strawberries lately. Clean, easy. They fill me up. Super low sugar, high satiety, and they kind of get rid of my sweet tooth. Avocado. Some days I'm just craving it. Sounds amazing. I eat it with just salt. So good. Other days, doesn't entice me at all. And then still, as the bulk of my diet, it's mostly animal proteins. So to simplify this for you, if you're new to this, just getting into it, thinking about it, whatever, the reason you want to go towards that carnivore end of the spectrum, that mostly animals end of the spectrum, is because it helps eliminate those foods. And for you, there's going to be certain foods that are going to affect you more than others. Maybe, you know, getting rid of corn is going to change your life. Maybe you're eating cassava chips because, you know, that's paleo and it's kind of like approved in those circles. And then you take it out because it's not carnivore. And again, it changed your life because cassava was destroying your gut, for example. The entire spectrum could be green beans. It could be peas. It could be this. It could be maybe white rice you're eating. It could be spinach. There's going to be the foods in there that you don't know how they affect you until you remove them completely. Then you can test adding them back in. And so that's the evolution of the carnivore diet for most people. It's let's eliminate pretty much everything and go just straight meat, straight seafood. Let's see how the body adapts. Let's add in strategic low toxin foods, avocados, maybe berries, maybe experiment with some white rice here and there. Maybe you do some like iceberg lettuce because it's like whatever. It's mostly 99% water kind of filling. It's going to depend on what you like. It's going to depend on your own biology. It's going to depend on what your body responds well to. And then you start building a log of the foods that affect you. Because this is what I now think about the carnivore diet. I think that you have a small select group of people, maybe with certain autoimmune issues, that have to go straight carnivore. And that even have to go to like the Michaela Peterson style where it's the lion diet and it's just beef, water, and salt. If that's the far end of this spectrum, right? And then you start coming back a little bit and you're, you know, mostly carnivore, but you do a little bit of dairy. You try some whole milk yogurt or different things like that. You experiment here and there based on what you like, what you respond to, what your goals are. And then that's a category of people. And then you have a category of people that does maybe carnivore plus yogurt or maybe no yogurt, but adds certain plants, avocado, berries, et cetera, like I talked about. And then you have people that want to do a good amount of plants in their diet. And they want to do a lot of the low toxin foods. They want to eat a lot of butter and they want to do lard. They want to do maybe a high fat style and they want to keep their protein around 20%. Maybe they want to have seafood once or twice a week or no seafood at all. Maybe they want to stay with grass fed beef and keep it super simple. They could be somewhere in the middle here and they can maybe eat 50% of their calories from the plant kingdom in varying ways. The key though, to make that successful, because obviously the further we get from this carnivore on the spectrum, the more issues you're going to get and the more things you have to take into account. It's not easy. The further you go from the spectrum, the more difficult it is. There's more variables. But when you get to that spectrum and you remove things and you kind of come back in, that's when you can have a list of foods that you know intuitively your body does well with and that you enjoy. And then where you take it, how often you have cheat meals, what you add into your diet, whatever, it's 100% up to you. This is a problem with all diet and nutrition is people want do this, don't do this across the board. They want just literally nothing in the middle. They don't want a spectrum in the middle. They want black or white. It's either plant-based, all plants are good, or it's either animal-based, all animals are good. And that's actually pretty much closer to the truth than this side, but you see what I'm saying. It's a black versus white. People want simplicity. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to do experimentation where they take foods out, put them back in. That's way too much work. And if that's you, then yeah, you should just eat like a mostly carnivore diet. Maybe throw a little bit of dairy and spices and things like that to add some variety and flavor to your life. But for 99% of people, you should go all the way over to the strict carnivore. And then you should walk back and figure out where in that middle you're going to fall. And if you don't want to walk back, if this works for you just fine, if you're not a foodie like me that enjoys certain plant foods at certain times, that enjoys to be able to eat out and travel and do those things, then stick to the carnivore diet and you will be in optimal health if you do it, you know, the right way. There's a few considerations, but generally it's pretty easy to live a long and healthy life by just eating clean, happy animal products. Like that really is the simple solution. But if you want to factor in other things like lifestyle, enjoyment, mental sanity, then you're going to have to go to this end, come back and go through the trajectories, go through testing dairy, go through testing things like avocado and berries and certain other low toxin foods. Test whether you should have coffee or not. Test what of those plant foods you do well with. And if you want to have them more often, maybe spread your diet out a little bit, maybe have more salads. This is the trajectory that I think everybody should take. But also, it's kind of a way to redefine the carnivore diet. It's hard because carnivore is a keyword, people search for it, whatever. But really, it's something closer to an animal-based way of eating. And maybe we can make that an ancestral way of eating because an ancestral way of eating is definitely an animal-based way of eating. Now, I will add you with one disclaimer to close this video out. So for all the strict carnivores out there, there's one thing that's for sure. I believe it is a first principle of human health that our ancestors would not have eaten meat every single day. You can look at this as meat fasting. You can do a two-day fast, which I did last week in Florida. It was amazing. I'm going to be doing that way more often. Is doing multi-day fasts. So amazing. So amazing. I can't recommend it enough. Our ancestors would not have been able to have meat year round, all the time, every day without fail. There's no way that could have happened. And even if like a couple humans in history have done that their whole lifetime, they were able to go have meat every single day. They're going to be the exception rather than the rule. So that's why I believe that fasting from meat and fasting completely, so you could do your two-day fast where you don't have meat at all, is something that has to go along with the carnivore diet. I'll probably do a video on that. Maybe look at some of the evidence, look at some of the frequency of eating animals, maybe look at some hunter-gatherers that we've observed. For most of the research that I've done without specifically trying to look into that, it seems like hunters in small hunter-gatherer groups would go periods of time without successfully killing meat. They would go periods of time without meat. And they would obviously eat plants during that time, or maybe they wouldn't eat anything for a while. So that's something I feel like should probably be added to the carnivore community that we talk about more. I think carnivore diet plus fasting, I think they go hand in hand. I think actually any diet plus fasting go hand in hand. I've heard some people talk about how they don't really think you need to fast on carnivore because it mimics some of the benefits. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, if you look at fasting is whether you eat calories or don't eat calories. Like you have fasting and feeding. This is an evolutionary first principle of human health. People like to think of fasting as a weight loss trick, gimmick, hack, whatever. I don't think about that at all. I think of it as a first principle of human health, of human metabolism, of just like resting and being active, fasting, feeding, night and day. It's just nature. So that's what I'll leave you with today. I know this video doesn't offer you any crazy call to action or anything simple, but it should offer you some ways to think about what you're doing right now and maybe some things to experiment with. Don't fall into the dogma of thinking that you have to eat only this or only that or whatever. Experiment, find out what works for you. There is a perfect human diet for most people. And as much as I hate what works for you advice, because you see it used poorly in like the calories in, calories out camp. If you're using it from a first principles approach where you're eating mostly clean, healthy animals, and then you're going to experiment with some of the low toxin plant foods, and you're going to listen to your body, then absolutely figuring out what works for you is the best thing you should do. But if you're just using well, if it fits your macros and you're under 2000 calories a day, you can pretty much eat whatever you want. If that is what you're going by, then I call nonsense. So that's it for today. Like, subscribe, and share if you want to, or don't, but make sure you subscribe for sure, because I got way more videos coming out on carnivore diet, plus all things related to health and just being an optimal human in our modern world. I'll see you in the next one. Hey, Colin here. Got a freebie for you. Click on the button below to go to the ancestralmind.com and download the 7 principles of living wild. This is a short PDF that's got some of the main principles, such as real food, sleep, movement, and a couple more that are going to help you live more ancestrally in accordance with your genes.
Please always remember that the members of the Ancestral Mind podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.